White. Santa Rosa, California, September 30th, 1872. Fragment. To W.C. White. We shall visit this family soon. They live between Santa Rosa and Sebastopol. They are seeking to get access to other Catholic families by distribution of publications. Oh, that the good work may go on. This is my comfort and rejoicing, to see the truth advance. I hope, Clarence, that you are cheerful and happy. May the Lord bless and encourage you to follow the leadings of His Spirit. Give yourself, my dear boy, wholly to your Savior. Work, work for the Master at all times. We have not a moment to idle away. We must devote our entire strength of body, soul, and spirit to the salvation of souls and be co-workers with Jesus Christ. Time is short, very short. Let every moment be rightly employed, and may the Lord imbue you, my dear boy, with a large measure of His Holy Spirit. God will work with our efforts when we dedicate all to Him unreservedly. God calls for us and all that we have to lay upon His altar. We went to the post office last night, but got no overland mail. We found by reading the Chronicle that the roads had been blocked up. We had a storm of rain last Sabbath, and snow was seen upon the mountains. We hope that we shall get a letter from you in next mail. I have not time to write a letter to Brother Lindsay. I hear that Mary Luke wants to come to the office. She writes to Angelica Edmonds that George told her when she left the office he would send for her when he wanted her. She wants a place in the office. She is an excellent girl. Speak to Brother Lindsay about this matter and get her back at once. Brethren Canwright and Loughborough leave this morning and must take this. Your mother, in haste. Excuse this, for I have written it in such a hurry, while the brethren were eating. The children are well and have made wonderful improvements. We love them very much. Your father, Lucinda, and self are as well now as usual. Love to all, dear friends.